You're facing a crossroads in your life. I feel like with all of my heart, some of you are lost without Christ. And I want to tell you that Jesus will be the dearest friend that you'll ever have. I'm glad that I found out in John chapter 3 and verse 16 a wonderful, wonderful story. If you'd stand with us just a minute for the reading of John chapter 3 and verse 16. He said these words, "For God so loved the world that He gave." His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because, not because you've done too much bad, but because you've not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Thank you for standing this morning. If you'll notice here, what a God. For God. I'm glad I know who God is this morning. God is not this person that is sitting in a corner up on a chair wondering what you're going to do, or wondering what I'm going to do, or wondering where this world is going to. God is in charge. For God. I'm glad I know who God is today. And you'll never know who God is till you know who His Son is. Because you'll never get to God except by His Son. For God so loved the world. Not only the God, but notice the grace that He so loved the world. Isn't it amazing that a God like Him loved something like you and me? Brother Brent said, "How could a God love somebody like me?" And then he answered his own question simply this, because He loved me. I'm glad God loved me. Some of you, you've never had a mom and daddy that loved you. Some of you've never had a family that really loved you. But oh, in 1981, I was placed in a family of where now I've got a God that genuinely loves me. I'm glad that I've been placed in a family with brothers and sisters in Christ. They're not so much concerned of what I used to do. They're not concerned of what I've got, what I have, but they love me because He loved me. And they loved me because He loved them. Isn't it amazing? A God that could love something like me and you. I know that God loved me because the Bible says all of those that love Him, He first loved them. I don't understand, Brother Jerry, why God had loved me. But I know He did. And the reason I know that He did is because He just said He did. For God so loved the world. I was so deep in the world. The world had a hold on me. And friend, no doubt, the world will take a hold on you and take you places that you thought you would never go. He that plays with sin
will soon find out that sin will play with you. I'm glad Christ loved us. What's the gospel, preacher? I've just read it. Jesus loves sinners by the grace of God. He said this, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him..." What a God, what a grace, but what a gift. Any of you get a nice present for Christmas? You never got a gift like what He gave. He gave your way out of hell this morning. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe there's a hell." You will believe. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad that gift is the way out of this place. Not only a God, not only a grace, not only a gift, but look at the guarantee. He said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." What a guarantee. I'm going to live forever. Death has no hold on me now. Before I was saved, death scared me to death. But now I'm not scared to die. I want to tell you, as a child of God, that I don't want to go this load this evening, especially. Some days I want to go more than other days. But I can tell you this, there is a guarantee that the child of God will live forever. If your husband's saved by the grace of God and you're lost, you will be separated for all eternity. If your wife is saved and you're lost, sir, you will be separated from her for all eternity. Your children, if you're not saved, they're saved by the grace of God, you will be separated from your family for all eternity. And the most terrible things, you will be separated without Him for all eternity. In the darkness of the night. What a terrible thing to be lost. I guess I would ask you, if I was to hand you a great gift this morning, a gift that mounted more than all the treasures that you have, that was bigger than the house you live in, that was bigger than all the land and the farms that you own. And if I offer to give you a gift like that and said, "No charge, it's a gift, I want to give it to you," why, certainly you would take it. God wants to give you something this morning that's bigger and greater than anything you've ever seen. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you notice a word that I read there about grace? Whosoever. He don't care if you're black. He don't care if you're white. He don't care what you've done, who you are. He just wants to save you by His mercy and by His grace. He sent His Son to get on a cross to take your place and my place. I'm glad I can go to heaven this morning with assurance that I'm saved. Amen. By the grace of God. What does saved mean, preacher? It means eternally kept. It means that all of your sins are gone. He said all the sins that are put under the blood of the cross, they're cast in the sea of forgetfulness. I'm glad my sins are gone. My sins were so big. I've done things that I'm not proud of this morning, but I don't have a one in my past. They're all gone. Well, preacher, when they sing and the Spirit of God starts flowing and you raise your hands, why do you do that? Because I love the Savior. Because my sins are gone. What a gift. What a God. What a grace.
Ephesians chapter number 2. The Bible said, "And you hath He quickened or made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." You know why you can't worship God today? You're dead. But He said, "You hath He quickened or made alive who were dead in trespasses." I used to never want to go to church. Dead men don't like to do nothing.
"You hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." You see, there's a time, and I don't know where the timeline is, the best I can get it. But as you started as a little child, you were safe. You take little Chloe and Lily this morning, they're safe. They're kept by the power of God. Why do you believe that, preacher? Because the psalmist David said this. He lost his child because of sin with Bathsheba. That child was born to the psalmist David. And the Bible said after the child died, David wept. David got up and worshiped. And the Bible said that he washed himself and he got up. And this is what David said about somebody this size. He said, "My child can't come back to me, but I can go to where he is." Amen. These children are in safekeeping. But you'll notice he said that there was a time in our life when we died in trespasses and sins. There was a time when we became accountable to God for our sin. And death moved upon all men. By one man's death, Adam in the garden. You run the tree all the way back, honey. You don't have to teach your children to lie. You don't have to teach them to steal. You got to teach them to tell the truth and not to steal. Why? Because we go all the way back to the garden where Adam fell. And therefore death has passed upon all men. Death had us. Death kept us. But the Bible said, "In you hath He quickened." He came and made you alive by the Spirit of God. A lot of people laugh at the Spirit of God, honey. You better be thanking Him for the Spirit. You better be begging Him to send the Spirit of God where you are. The Spirit of God brings life. Religion brings death. Spirit of God brings life. He said, "In you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world." He said, "Ken Bowman, you did exactly all you know to do. You was walking on a set course the way the world's walking, according to the prince of the power of the air." Oh, who's that? Oh, it's the devil. "The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our behavior, our conversation in times past." And we better note verse 3. "Among whom also we all had our behavior." We've all not been perfect, honey. You better be thanking the God of glory come by and saved you one day and washed away all your sins. Then he said, "Just fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." He said, "You is all going to hell."
You see, he said you were the children of wrath, even as others. But oh, I'm so glad verse 4 is in my Bible. But God, ain't you glad he butted in? You was minding your own business, and you better do 1,000 hallelujahs and thank God one blessed day he butted in on you. You say, well, the preacher come visited me. Well, he butted in on you. My heart was stirred by a great crisis, preacher. You ought to thank God he butted in on you some way. But God, who's rich in mercy, why would he love something like me and you? I can tell you why. He's rich in mercy. Me and you don't show much mercy. God shows mercy. God showed me and you a lot of mercy. A lot of us ought to have been in hell this morning with our past. But God, who's rich in mercy, here it is, for his great love. If that ever dawned on you of how much he really loves you, he'd change your life. For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. What's grace, preacher? Somebody said it was God's riches at Christ's expense. I can tell you what the grace of God is, though. It can reach people that nothing else can reach. Grace of God has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ain't it wonderful to be saved? Don't let nobody tell you it's not fun being saved. It's wonderful being saved. I don't know if you notice this or not, but hath raised us up. Honey, anything that Jesus is a part of, you going up. He didn't save you to put you down. He saved you to raise you up in a heavenly place. Ain't it wonderful when the saints go to rejoice and the Spirit of God's moving and flowing that he takes you out of this place to another world? He's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You ought to thank God for a church where the Spirit of God's at. Amen. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Here it is. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Would you be willing to receive this gift this morning? Would you be willing to open your heart up and receive the gift that Jesus wants to give you? And that's the grace of salvation today. He loves you. You've not done too much for him to forgive you. Preacher, I'm too old to be saved. Is he dealing with you? Well, I don't know. Is he dealing with you? Well, let me ask you this. Do you want to be saved? Yeah, I want to be saved. Well, he's dealing with you. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Now, not of works, lest any man should boast. Water baptism is works. Joining a church membership is works. Giving your money is works. But he said, listen, you'll never work your way into heaven. And then he says, not of works, lest any man should boast. You see, if I could do something to get me there, then I could do something to keep me from getting there. But he said, it's not of anything you've ever done. It's all by grace. He said, matter of fact, you can do all you want to do and you can die and go to hell by your works. But he said, I'll save you by grace. I think I'll take grace this morning. I was raised in a church. They said, you're 12 years old now, time to be baptized and wash away your sins. And that's what they said. Hold on and see if you can make it to heaven. That's heresy. What about the thief on the cross that was never baptized? Jesus said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Do you think the Romans really let Jesus get off the cross and baptize that thief? I don't think so. But that cross That thief on the cross simply said this, Lord, remember me. Isn't it amazing that God would save us that simply? Now I want to see something in verse number 10. For we are His workmanship. Is He doing anything in you? You say, well, preacher, I got saved. You got any proof? Preacher, I know I got saved years ago. Okay, prove it. Brother Jerry said this morning, he said, I love church better than the things. He proved it. He is here. If me and you are saved, he said, there's something you can prove it by. We're His workmanship. Is He working anything through you? He doing anything in you? As big as God is, He ought to be hanging out of you somewhere. He's a God of fire. If this God of fire lives in you and lives in me, there ought to be some things being burned up in our life. You say, preacher, how you know you say, okay, He delivered me from drugs. He delivered me from a wicked lifestyle. He put faithfulness in my heart to come to church. You don't have to call me, wonder where I am. I'll be here. He put wanting the Word of God in my heart. I love to hear preaching. How you know you say, preach, because He put preaching in my heart. Preacher, I'm not a preacher. Do you like preaching? Every sheep loves sheep food. This is sheep food. We're His workmanship. Is He working on you, making anything different out of you? I'll assure you, I'm a different man this morning than I was 28 years ago when that lady married me. I'm so glad God butted in. Now, I said all that to say this. Do you want to be saved? Oh, He loves you. Do you want to be delivered? You say, what do you mean delivered? Maybe something's got a hold of you this morning. Maybe you need God to break those bonds of sin about you. I'm going to tell you, He's in the bondage breaking business. I'm going to tell you something. After I got saved, I went squeaky clean about 3 months. Got back around the wrong crowd, Brother Troy. Before long, I was doing what they was doing. But it's something different now. There's a God living in me, and when I was doing that, He got to convicting me. He got to telling me that's wrong. That never happened before. Brother Gerald, I remember times in that church right through this pine thicket over there where I got saved. I remember I'd go lay in the altar and the preacher would give an altar call and I'd weep my way to God. I would absolutely wet the carpet with my tears, begging God to take that pot out of my life, begging Him. God, I know it's wrong of what I'm doing. God, I know that You can break these chains. God, I know that I've got a problem. And God, I got to give it to You. And God, I'm no match for the devil by myself. And I'm telling you, nothing's changed with that this morning. I'm still no match for the devil. But through Christ, I can do all things this morning. And I prayed my way through to God. And I went time and time, but something happened. God come on my job one day and He said, son, you're delivered. 30 years ago, Brother Joe, you may arrest me for losing my temper, but you'll not arrest me for an addiction that I own no more. Because Jesus set me free. And He's still in the setting free business. I don't care if it's pornography, if it's alcohol, if it's tobacco, if it's drugs, if it's gambling. Is it a wicked lifestyle? It doesn't matter. Jesus died for all of those things. And He can set you free this morning. He's still setting sinners free. You say, preacher, I'm a young person. I've not been in all that.
Well, that's the most wonderful thing you can do is come to Jesus so you won't get in that kind of lifestyle. I wish I could stand and tell you that I don't have the scars that I have, but I do. And I'm not proud of them, but I'm proud of a Savior that came and got me one day and washed away my sins. And I'll be honest with you, I want the members that other churches don't want. I want them that's hurting. I want them that's hunting something that they need in their life that's real. I'm wanting to see those come and worship God that mean it when they raise their hands and say, "Thank you, dear God." I want to pastor them people that have come to the altar and pray and thank Him for saving them and delivering them from their sins. I want to pastor them people that loves one another and to stand on their feet and exclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus. I can tell you this, He loves you this morning. If you don't get saved, you're going to hell in your sins. And it's no good seat there, friend. Miss Sherry,
you'd come.
If I know anything about the Holy Ghost this morning, and I'll be the first to say that I don't know a lot, but I do know when He directs me. Some of you struggling. You're struggling with things in your life that's got you in places that you don't want to be. Some of you this morning, you've never been saved and you really want to be. Some of you that's come in the door of this church this morning, I've prayed for you that God would save you. I can't preach no simpler. I think a lot of time our preaching gets way out yonder. I know it's time for it and places for it. But I want to tell you the down and the basics this morning where it all is at. Jesus loves sinners. And He died for you. And I don't care what anybody says, He died for you. My Bible says He died for you. And I know this for a surety. More than I know my name, I know this. He's coming back. And He's not coming back as a babe in a manger. He's coming back to take His church out. We're going to heaven while the ages roll on. Do you want to be saved? Don't care what you've done. Don't care how old you are. I know this. Jesus saves. He saved me. He can save you. If He's done this work in my life, Brother Troy, He can do it in yours. He sets the captives free. He come over to where Legion was. A legion of man that wasn't in his right mind, he'd scream from the tombs. The whole community knew who Legion was. And I tell you what they'd done, they'd give up on him.
They told their kids, don't go around Legion. He's crazy. Every jail in the country tried to lock him up, wouldn't hold him. Oh, he had tried church. Didn't work. But something happened to Legion one day. Jesus come by. I tried church too and it didn't work. But honey, one day Jesus got off the boat and come down where I lived. Brother David drew me by his love. God, it's so wonderful to be saved. God in heaven is so wonderful. It's so wonderful to pillow your head knowing. It's so wonderful to pillow your head and know when the storm gets up, who's over the storm. God, it's so good to be saved. Won't you come trust Him this morning?